Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 2nd, 2012. When you hear the word church, what do you think about? Do you think about a building or buildings? Do you think about a denomination, a version of being Christian? Do you think about hierarchies and structures? Do you think about creeds or dogmas? When you hear the word church, what comes to your mind? While I was on sabbatical, I spent a fair amount of time wandering around church buildings. Some of those buildings still house worshiping congregations. Others have long since passed into other uses or, frankly, into ruins. There's something amazing about standing in a building where people still gather to worship 800 or 900 years after the building has been built. It sort of gives you a sense of the continuity of the faith. One church building I spent a fair amount of time in was a little church in County Wexford that was built by the Normans somewhere around the year 1200. The building is in mostly disrepair. No one gathers there for worship anymore. Just the walls and windows. The furniture has long since been removed. But over in the corner of this crumbling structure, I found a baptismal font. The font. No mistaking what it was. I stood there for a long time contemplating what it must have been like on this windswept shore of southeastern Ireland to gather as a group of villagers and watch the newest infants be baptized into the faith. In fact, it almost seemed to me as though the entire building had been built to fortify the font. It was a powerful moment of recognizing that those things that we do in church today, in our worship today, have been done by Christians for millennia. But to the original question, when you hear the word church, what do you think about? In the Episcopal Church, we are spending an amazing amount of time wondering about how to restructure our organizations, how to rearrange ourselves to be better suited for this day and time in which we minister. At the local level, we're continuing to figure out what does it mean to be a group of people in a time when fewer and fewer people attend worship or are a part of any kind of religious organization or Christian fellowship. We're worrying about all of that because we're used to church being a particular thing. We're used to it being formal and structured and there being levels of authority, and we're used to making decisions using Robert's Rules of Order, and we're used to resolutions, and we're used to budgets, and we're used to buildings, and we're used to paid clergy, and we're used to all sorts of things that we think have been around since time immemorial, but really are fairly recent additions to the church. Back to the question. When you think of church, when you hear that word, what do you think about? When Paul writes the church at Corinth today, he asks them an even more powerful question. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? When was the last time we thought of church like that? That it's not buildings and clergy and budgets and chores, but that it is the gathered people of God. And that when the baptized people of God are gathered, God's Spirit is in their midst, and in that moment, they are the place where God dwells. They are the temple of God. That certainly makes me think a lot about what we're doing on Sunday morning when we gather. We're not gathering to fulfill an obligation. We're not gathering to march through the liturgy with timely efficiency. We're not gathered simply to check a thing off the box so we can move on with our lives. In that moment when we are gathered, we become the temple of God's Spirit. Now someone will say, well, aren't we always the temple of God's Spirit? Yes, we are always carrying in us that evidence that God's Spirit indwells us. We get that at baptism. But when Paul asks the question to the Corinthians, he uses the second person plural. There is something special, there is something powerful, there is something holy about the gathered people of God. And it doesn't matter where they meet, whether it's under a tent, or in a home around a dining room table, or in a storefront, or under a thatched roof, or out in the open, or even in a church building. When the gathered people of God worship together, they are the temple of God. How might that knowledge, how might that full realization of who we are in that moment as God's people gathered, how might that change our own perspective when we gather in our church building this Sunday? When you hear the word church, what do you think about? Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Let us pray. Lord Christ, our eternal Redeemer, grant us such fellowship in your sufferings that, filled with your Holy Spirit, we may subdue the flesh to the Spirit and the Spirit to you, and at the last attain to the glory of your resurrection, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.